Reaching of unequivocal conclusions on global social problems is suspect as a rule. Can one find incontrovertible absolute facts regarding social phenomena on a global scale? We already know that such facts are available in fundamental physics, and they were used for drawing unequivocal conclusions in my earlier books. Relativity is the mother of all fake news, The Pathology of Relativity, and some notes on the theory of science, No Great Reset, and Deception Governed by Absurdities, The Science of Today. The scientific catastrophes shown, based on absolute facts, dictate an immediate total overhaul of what is known today as modern theoretical physics. Aside from presenting unequivocal arguments, bringing down the fundamentals of contemporary physics, in those books I also noted, as I did in the previous section, final understanding is not always possible, that there are areas which are innately immune to penetration, areas in which conclusive statements can never be made, and firm knowledge can never be reached. In addition to what was said in the previous section on the matter of the intrinsic agnostic character of some areas of knowledge, consider, for example, archaeology or anthropology, which can never reach knowledge about the anthropology of people whose culture requires cremation. Neither can one guarantee that the artifacts found during archaeological excavations are not just peripheral objects, while the objects really defining the past culture are not lost forever. Of course, when it comes to the ability to establish the truth with respect to social phenomena, this seems to be quite a blanket verdict, which may not always be true. Although, indeed, the social phenomena are much more complex than those in the exact sciences, and in most cases the search for the truth in social sciences is hopeless, it was anticipated that there still may be some breakthroughs. Finding such breakthroughs is even more important when one realizes what a threat to freedom the medicinal manipulations could be used for in the hands of unscrupulous powerful elements. Ways to establish unequivocally the real truth in such cases becomes a matter of life and death. The problem is that in an overwhelming number of cases, when human beings are analyzed, reaching strict scientific conclusions is usually murky. This is the reason why so many dubious views regarding societal issues have gained widespread ground. So the question is, how, if it is at all possible, does one reach the exactness and ultimateness of conclusions in the social sphere, as can be done in exact sciences, demonstrated in my previous books? Is it possible for one to reach conclusions which would match the ultimateness of conclusions unequivocally overthrowing the, quote, theory of relativity and quantum mechanics? An overthrow presented in detail, especially in my fourth book, entitled Deception Governed by Absurdities, The Science of Today. As mentioned, a partial criterion based on absolute truths, studying the reality of the COVID-19 pandemic, was advanced in my book, No Great Reset, based on time distribution of the absolute number of deaths from all causes in a country, ending up casting a cloud of doubt over the reality of the purported COVID-19 pandemic. For example, in the USA alone, when the lockdown in 2020 was instituted, 41 states of the USA did not display any medical anomaly, which casts a serious doubt on the reality of the purported COVID-19 pandemic. Although correct, that criterion still relies on published, albeit governmental, data and cannot be used as an immediate, conclusive argument against the reality of the COVID-19 pandemic. Here is another easy-to-access numerical argument against the reality of the COVID-19 pandemic, which also relies on officially released published data. Such data are always suspect unless they are related to the non-anonymous significant discussed here. Therefore, we will mention it here just as a curiosity. The world population has increased for the period of 2019 through 2021 by over 260 million people. For the same period, the increase only in Europe is over 230 million people. What kind of pandemic causes an increase of world population rather than a decrease? Although telling in the direction of doubting the reality of COVID-19 pandemic, this argument is only indirect. It still only relies on some agencies' numbers, which may be doubted for various reasons. One can keep adding more and more inconsistencies to the thesis of the propaganda, flooding the world with falsehoods about a non-existent COVID-19 pandemic. However, nothing has the probative force of the no significance death from with COVID-19 argument concerning the non-anonymous significance, the argument which is the main subject of this book. This has already been made clear. In order to see and appreciate the above categorical fact as a conclusive argument against the reality of the COVID-19 pandemic, the eye of a scientist is required. The scientists, the ones practicing real science, such as some branch of physics or chemistry, however, are usually pretty much out of touch with what happens every day in the world. And making such societal observation does not fall into their usual daily schedule. To say nothing of the huge uphill battle to convince society of the necessity to implement, sooner rather than later, their own crucial discoveries, which, by the way, ultimately benefit this same society. Sometimes, however, the situation becomes unbearable on a purely existential level, and the scientists need to go out of their way and apply their analytical skills, as well as figuring out what can be used from the arsenal of the scientific method, to help in resolving a problem non-typical for a scientist. For how can one deal with what society considers mundane questions of science, even if they themselves, in the long run, have social overtones, when the social problem is staring right in your face and is directly threatening everyone's life on a global scale, both when it is real and when it is made up? Understandably, the first task must be to find out if the issue is real. Because surely, if the problem is real, it is indisputably a threat that must be heeded. However, even if the problem is not real, but propagated on such a large scale, this in itself poses a threat to humanity despite its fakeness. Crying wolf, especially on a global scale, is not as innocent as it may sound, both as an immediate death threat and a threat to freedom and democracy of the peoples.